Mike, We Five gets a very happy sound. Is that the way you would describe it?
Part of our music is very happy. We are more than a rock group, as you'll see later on the night. We like to do some light jazz, and we do even some classical things, like These Are a Few of My Favorite Things, and a Bach chorale, and Softly As I Leave You, and all kinds of stuff like that. We like to do any kind of music. We're either going to do a tune by the poet laureate of Brazil, Hector Villa-Lobos. It's called Brachianus Brasilianus, for one voice and four cellos, and I'm going to make the boys sing the cello parts. And we like to do songs that are essentially pretty happy, I guess. But there's some serious things we do, too.
Is that a commercial tune?
Very nice.
You would do, as you were just describing?
It wouldn't be a single, of course.
We'll stay in B8 for this next number also. It looks beautiful.
If you're wondering what's going on.
That's our pilot speaking.
Yes. The left wing is loose.
Yeah.
Let's see. That's a report from the washroom. That's very good. How are you doing down there? No, that would go like on our album. Our album is like a good music play album.
Yeah,
and the second one,
nice.
Very nice. Thank you, sir. And our second one will be something like that. And of course, we'd be foolish if we put something that's ethnic out for a single, because most people, you know, wouldn't dig it as much as another tune. But we pick out about four or five, and then we take it around to people like you, to DJs. And if they suggest a change, we'll change it, because you people know what's going on. And so, like, our promotion man takes around some places in San Francisco and even some New York, Chicago, and you say, well, we like this one especially. And they say, okay, but, like, we'd like it even better if you did that. I say, all right, and sometimes we go back in and cut it again.
You Were On My Mind, would you say that's a unique sound, or does it follow the commercial flow?
Well, it's... I guess it was commercial because it's sold, but I like to think that we don't copy any group that I know of, not intentionally at least. The group we copy the closest is a Bach quartet, I think, because I do most of the arranging, or all of it for the group, and I like to get back to the classics. Even in rock, there's an awful lot of classical things you can use. The Beatles use an awful lot of it, and I think...
Hey, Bill, would you give a check on the sound system, make sure they can hear out there all right?
All right.
Okay, I think it's
coming
through. Oh, my. Take care of it, Mike.
Now, someone just went out and listened to it, and they said the voice wasn't coming through outside.
Oh, I see. Well, I'll take care of that right away.
You don't really sit down, you'll hear it.
I'd rather not sit down, if you don't mind.
It's a beautiful show you're producing today.
Well, thank you very much. It's not often that...
Would you hold it down over there?
Okay, well, it's not often that a guy arranges his own group and runs his show at the same time. He does an interview, too. It's a pretty strange cat. Anyway, back to reality. We really... It's unique, I guess, in a way, that no other group really sounds like us. Which is nice.
It's kind of an unusual grouping, too, isn't it? With four guys and a gal.
Well, that's the way it kind of started out, but now we find that we need everybody. There's actually six, all told. Bev, who sings most of the leads, and me, I play rhythm, and I do some stuff with her. And a lead guitarist. And a guy who plays Fender bass has got a beautiful lyric tenor voice like Glenn Yarbrough. It's unbelievable. And we use him with Bev a lot, like, as flutes, you know, when she's in falsetto. And then we got a drummer and another rhythm guitarist. And so it works out that when we're doing things that we need three guitars for, that we've got them. And so it opens up. I'd hate to lose anybody, really, because it would really narrow us down for the things that we could do.
One day, we got a record, We Five, You Were On My Mind, and all of a sudden it's an overnight success story. Was it really, or was it a lot of hard work in the before then?
It was about 5 years of work. The record was on the charts, it still is. It's in the top 20 nationally, which is frightening because it's been on the charts like 4 months, which is, I don't believe. And so it took it about that long, and we recorded about 2 months before that. And kept going back and did it again, and It's a long time, and then about a year of recording before we got to that tune, and about 4 years of starting it. So it wasn't overnight.
You say that you went into the studio and then you had to go back and re-record it, this particular song again?
Mm-hmm.
Why is that?
It started a little slow, we thought. Since it's a brand new group, we wanted something that punched it up. And still, the finished version started a little slow. We didn't get cooking until about halfway through. But anyway, luckily, people listened to it all the way through, which was fortunate.
Well, with all of that hard work and trying to get to the point of having that big hit that's in the top 20 nationally, how does it feel now that it's happened?
It's not like believing that it really did. It's like all of a sudden we're working like mad and trying to keep the thing going. The new record is called Let's Get Together. And it's not like a lot of groups will take their first hit and do the second one sideways, you know, like do the first one just a little bit different with the same bottom track. But we didn't want to do that. And it's a very groovy tune. I like it very much. Bev is featured in it. And from advanced reports, it should do as well or better than the first, which is...
I can tell you here in Chicago, we're already playing the record, and it's doing very well.
Is it? How is it doing?
A great deal of response as far as telephone. I don't know about sales at this point, but that's something we'll find out within the next week or so.
Well, we bought 40,000 in Chicago ourselves.
Well, buy an ad in Billboard, and then you really got it.
At least we got an ad in Billboard, if nothing else.
How has life changed since that big success?
It's gotten narrower.
How do you mean that?
Well, it's gotten more intense. We're working a lot more, and we're seeing more places, but there's really less of life. You don't see your friends, or you don't get home anymore, and you get lonely a lot, and you don't see any girlfriends, and it's kind of like that. But there's the stage, and the roar of the grease paint, and the smell of the crowd, and all the groovy kind of stuff like that there, the showbiz things.
Is that really important to you?
You want the truth?
Yeah.
Sure. Of course.
Why?
I don't know. Maybe it's some weird psychological thing. I really dig it. You know, I like people to like what we're doing. I'd be a fool if I didn't, I guess.
Yeah, attaboy, boy, Forges.
That's a beautiful tag.
Well, could you cut that out and send it to me? I do. It's acceptance is nice for anything that you work very hard on.
Out of all of the cities that you played, I guess you live in the greatest city. Are you in San Francisco now?
Our families are in Southern California, mostly. Our offices are in San Francisco. Our recording studio is in San Francisco.
Very nice.
And let's see. We stay there, I think, more like we'll stay there a week, which is, I guess, more than we'll stay in Chicago a day.
How do you keep organized with that kind of spread-out existence?
Well, we keep together, pretty much.
I mean, just personally organized.
It's rough. I'm about to lose my marbles any day now. Any day you'll see a whole bunch of marbles, and then you'll know when they came.
And I'll say, there's Mike Stewart's marbles.
Oh, curtains! Warning on the traveler, Russ, and close the traveler.
Right, sir, we shall do that.
Right, is the traveler around here? Is that fellow over there?
That's a new group, I think.
Fellow traveler.
Yeah.
Oop. Shouldn't say that.
We were on the subject of keeping personally organized.
Oh.
Mic man or a sound man, they're going to use the boom mic on the drums.
Okay.
You got
pick me up, Bill?
Yeah, I heard it. You get that?
Listen, I'll pick you up after dinner.
Give them as much as you can give them.
I don't know. You try to.
I think we're destroyed.
Right. Okay. Heritage, you pick up that?
The
next act, Birds, they will be using the boom mic at the drums.
Forget it. Okay. We Five, a simple name that describes the act. Is that the reason?
Well, it's sort of a name that doesn't describe it, is a way of saying it, because we do a whole bunch of different kinds of music. And so if we picked a name that sounded like a rock group, then it would be strange because we do jazz. If we picked a name that sounded like a jazz group, then it would be strange because we do bossa novas. If we picked a name that sounded like a bossa nova group, then it would be strange because we're strange. But, so We Five, there's five people, and it's a group. So it was a nice innocuous name that probably didn't offend anyone. At least I hope not. We didn't even get a letter from the DAR, which I was a little disappointed in.
A unanimous decision.
A unanimous decision to ignore us entirely, I think.
You like to do all kinds of music, but yet you're out on a tour, which means that you can only do the commercial kind of music. Where do you do this other brand, the commercial, classical approach to sound?
College concerts. We'll do a little bit tonight. We'll do I Can't Help Falling in Love with You, Softly as I Leave You, and we'll do a little jazz thing, Small World, Isn't It, in 5/4 time.
Judging from that audience out there, which is in the age bracket of, say, 12 to 17 years of age, will they accept that kind of material?
I don't know. This is the kind of thing, and, you know, it's a drag for us when they don't, because this is, sometimes they do. We're on with the Byrds, and we follow Paul Revere, which is a very loud act, and we got two ways to go. We either try to be louder than they are, or different. And since we really are another kind of act, I think our only hope is to be what we really are. Not saying that Paul Revere isn't a groovy act at all. I think the Byrds are set, yes.
They're in the roof.
They're going to go off any minute.
Okay, warning on the traveler.
And so, I hope it works out. But I think it's shortchanging us if we don't do at least a little. Like, we do like a Bach version of These Are a Few of My Favorite Things, a cappella on stage. And, like, we can't really get into it like that. But we hope people, like, that are more interested in us would, like, buy the album. Because the album has all these things on it. And it's doing very well. It's sold 200,000 so far, which I'm told is very good.
Open the traveler.
Do you think music is getting better today?
Yes, definitely. I think folk music, about 2 years ago, brought in the need for honest words, really good words, and then the Beatles brought a rock thing back in. So there is a combination now, and I think the music is becoming a lot better. I don't think you can put anything over on teenagers at all. This is why. You know, I'll come out and say it. You know, I hope they'll accept what we do tonight. Because I'd be less than honest if I, you know, wasn't saying, you know, the truth. Because
what do you mean by that statement? You can't put anything over on teenagers.
Well, like a group that will have one record that will be a gimmick or something, you know, they just happen to hit on. And it's groovy for that one record, but you never hear from them ever again. And the teenies, they know what's really going on. And the groups that have really something to say, have a musical philosophy, last, like the Beatles or the Stones. They'll be around for a long time.
What's that philosophy for We Five?
It's arrangement-wise, everything has a geometric shape, if you can understand it like that. It's the only way I can really think about it. We do any kind of tune that we want, in the way that if we can't do it better than someone else, we'll do it different. We try to be honest in our music, not sing anything we don't really believe. We always take suggestions from people, what they want to hear, and we always try to pull out and always try to do it. We never say we can't do it. Because, you know, a lot of times we can't, but maybe in 4 or 5 months, if we keep working, we can. Like, it took us a long time to learn how to think bossa nova. But people like bossa novas once in a while, so we do it. And people like rock tunes, so. Like, we do a Zombies tune, So Good, which is the flip side of And She's Not There. And we do it like the way that we want to do it. So, our philosophy is, I don't want to really get into it deep musically because it take quite a while, but it's like building themes and getting into Bach and kind of things like that, much like the Beatles, that hopefully that people will accept it for a long time. I hope. Surely I hope more than the one record, because I would like them to. Please, please, please.
I can only wish you that great amount of success that you enjoyed on that first record, Mike.
Thank you for playing Let's Get Together.
My pleasure. And I wonder if you wouldn't mind introducing it on our station. Our call letters are WCFL.
When we're in Chicago... Yeah, those things that...
I think that you've been asked before.
Right. Like, they all say the same thing. When we're in Podunk, Idaho, which is pretty often, we always say, listen to WXYN, which has got the grooviest music in the world, you think?
Personality Radio.
You're right. What do you call letters again?
Yeah, WCFL.
WCFL has got to be a great radio station because you're sure a groovy guy. Really.
Thank you very much, Mike.
And if you'll play Let's Get Together, it'll make me very happy.
It's on right now.
Thank you very much.
Go to White.